Lafayette utility crews are working to repair a damaged water line. The break occurred near the intersection of Hillsdale and Highway 193, impacting water customers in West Lafayette, Bronco Road, Chamberlain, and South Burnt Mill. Repair crews are currently on site working to fix the leak. City officials say the outage is expected to last several hours while repairs are being completed. Residents in the affected area are asked to be patient as crews work to resolve the issue as quickly and safely as possible. Additional updates are expected as repair efforts continue and service is restored. The Georgia Department of Agriculture is asking residents across the state to remain alert for signs of the invasive yellow-legged hornet as officials work to stop the species from becoming established in Georgia. The Georgia Department of Agriculture says public awareness and prompt reporting are essential to preventing the invasive pest from spreading further across the state. Georgia Northwestern Technical College will host a free application week June 29th through July 5th to help those who are seeking to enroll in the 2026 fall semester. GNTC will waive the $25 application fee. For all incoming students, applicants will not need a code to waive the fee. The admissions deadline for the fall semester is August 4th. Classes are scheduled to begin on August the 17th. The Georgia Department of Transportation is preparing for a busy Independence Day travel weekend by suspending most interstate lane closures across the state to help improve traffic flow. The suspension will begin at 6 o'clock on Friday, July 3rd, and continue through 6 o'clock on Monday, July 6th. During that time, construction-related lane closures on Georgia interstates will be lifted. Georgia DOT encourages everyone traveling during the Independence Day holiday to plan ahead and allow extra travel time while enjoying the long weekend. And the city of Lafayette officially opened its newest recreational destination yesterday with a ribbon-cutting ceremony for Traverse Park. Located along Culberson Avenue, the park is divided into two sections, offering a variety of activities for visitors of all ages and abilities. The north side features climbing walls and an accessible playground, while the south side includes a pavilion, skate park, walking trail, and disc golf course. Traverse Park also highlights Lafayette's continued investment in outdoor recreation and community spaces. Officials say the park has already attracted large crowds. The park is open daily from sunrise until 11 p.m. City officials say lighting throughout the facility allows visitors to safely enjoy the park during the evening hours. Find these stories and more on our website, discoverwalker.com. I'm John Sparks on the all-new Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.